NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Ravenna High School. It's time for Luplat Conference Basketball on the NewTek Seed pregame show. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, as we bring you the Ravenna Blue Jays and the Gibbon Buffaloes. Tonight's doubleheader, one of just a handful of area basketball doubleheaders tonight. Our girls game will pit a Ravenna club that got off to a 3-0 start with wins against Sandhill, Stedford, Ord, and Burwell. Taking on Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night, they suffered their first loss of the season. Where for Gibbon, they're a very young, inexperienced ball club. They've got some growing to do, and they did get on the board with a win against Shelton on Tuesday night after dropping games to St. Paul and then Arcadia Loup City in overtime. So very competitive in their last two games, but tonight they'll definitely have their hands full here at Ravenna. Then the boys game will follow, and obviously tonight that will be the highlight of the doubleheader. You've got two teams that are undefeated on the season. We'll talk with Coach Paul Reinertsen at halftime of this game. Riley kind of dinged his backup, Riley Reinertsen, in their last ball game. So we'll see if he's 100% tonight. That'll go a long way in determining how competitive the boys game will be here this evening. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready for tonight's doubleheader here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Gibbon. Also tight on the breeze, 94.5 FM, it is Grand Island Central Catholic taking on Minden, and you can hear that on PlatteRiverPreps.com as well. Couple of other games in the area tonight. Blue Hill is over at Wood River, just down Highway 30, and Amherst is up north tonight taking on Anselmo Myrna. But here it's Ravenna hosting Gibbon, and we'll be back, take a look at the starting lineups and get you set for tonight's doubleheader after this on the NewTek Seed pregame show.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back to the NewTek Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, the visiting team tonight in their blue jerseys with silver trim. Number 3 is a 5'9" senior, Hannah Cuttabank. Number 5 is a 5'7" senior, Harley Brown. Number 12 is a 5'6" senior, Emma Van Meter. Number 14 is 5'4" senior, Naomi Trevino. And number 40, 5'6" junior, is Michaela Walker. The head coach of the Gibbon Lady Buffs is Jim Rayburn in his first year after coming over for Loomis, his hometown here at Gibbon. He's assisted by Kelsey Haynes and Mike Mefford. They are 1-2 on the season. Now for the Ravenna Lady Jays, number 2 is a 5'3" senior, Kaylin Bassnett. Number 3 is a 5'7" senior, Sienna Long. Number 12 is a 5'10" senior, Amy Johnson. Number 20, 5'7" senior, is Anna Ripp. And number 23 is a 5'10" junior in Sydney Kuchera. The head coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays is Noah Malsby, assisted by Dan Bowling, Dale Zorb, and Grant Engel. Ravenna is 3-1 on the season. They were not in the preseason top 10, but they were listed as a contender by the Lincoln Journal Star. So Ravenna off to that 3-1 start, taking on Gibbon, who is 1-2. And that is a look at the starting lineup for tonight's girls game, brought to you by Five Points Bank and Kearney. Five Points Bank, better choices, better service. They can take your banking and make it simple at Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show next.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back here at Ravenna, I want to thank Athletic Director Paul Anderson and all of the fine sponsors from Ravenna, Gibbon, and throughout Central Nebraska for allowing us to bring you the best in high school sports. Tomorrow night, we will have Elm Creek Kearney Catholic here on Classic Hits, and Saturday, a Fort Kearney Conference matchup with Pleasanton and Wilcox Hildreth. Tomorrow on ESPN 1460, Kearney High takes on Lincoln North. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates. Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
It's the final week before Christmas of 2013, and let's look if we can find some good basketball again here tonight. It's Ravenna and Gibbon area matchup, and we're ready to put the ball in the air. Glad you're along with us, as it will be jumping center Amy Johnson for Ravenna against Harley Brown of Gibbon, and Ravenna will win the opening tap. It's going to come down tonight to Gibbon being able to handle Ravenna's pressure. That will determine how this game plays out tonight on the scoreboard. As Gibbon comes out, plays zone, Johnson takes it baseline right side. Her short jumper spins off the rim, no good, but an offensive putback is up and in for Sydney Kuchera. And Ravenna, on their opening possession, will get their opening bucket of the ball game. Man-to-man defense here by Ravenna. Handling the ball, though, is Emma Van Meter. Brings it over to the left wing. Driving in is Harley Brown. Stops at a low block. Short jumper too strong. Rebound brought down by Long. And off to the races are Ravenna. They want to run, they want to press, and they're not afraid to shoot the three. Down to the low block, they get it to Kuchera, but a little too physical. And a foul going to be called on Harley Brown. Kuchera got posted up before Brown could kind of get underneath and keep her out of the paint. And when she tried to get down there, the shove was called. That's our first foul of the game. So Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Bassnett to throw it in. She'll go to the outlet up top, and Amy Johnson swing it over to the left wing to Anna Ripp. Rip, couple of dribbles picked up there in the zone by Trevino. Spreading the floor here, trying to get the ball around the arc. Here's a three-pointer. Johnson, the left-hand corner. It's on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Harley Brown. Up the floor, running and taking a shot. Guying the foul will be Michaela Walker. And Ravenna kind of lost, both girls lost where they were on the floor, because by the time Walker took the shot, she was already parallel there with the backboard and gets bailed out with the foul call on Long. And that'll be the first. So two free throws coming up, and the first one is good. So Michaela Walker drops the first one, and it's 2-1. Second free throw coming up for Walker. It's on the way, and that one's just a tad strong. Sticks on the heel, and the rebound comes down to Sydney Kuchera. She'll give it off to Bassnett. Bassnett will bring it into the court, swing it over on the left wing. Gets it to Rip, reverse it back to Johnson. Kuchera went down to the lane trying to get post position. Now they'll fire it back up top to Rip. To Bassnett, she'll drive in, backdoor bounce, swing pass. No shot, though. Good defense here by Gibbon, but good quick ball movement opens up the three. It's on the way, no good by Long, and the rebound brought down by the Buffaloes, and Trevino will get her first. She'll bring the ball up the timeline, right side. Fire into the baseline, trying to force the jumper, which it was. No good by Cutterback. And Bassnett comes up with the basketball. Baseball pass down the floor. It's a little long, and Siana picks it up, fires it back into Rip, who scores and draws the foul. So Siana Long had the initial transition pass fly over her head, but she saved it in. Not only did she save it, she's going to get an assist on the play and a chance for a three-point play as Walker is called for the Gibbon foul. And Rip puts the free throw up and in, and it is quickly 5-1 in favor of Ravenna. Bringing the ball up the floor with a left-hand dribble will be Van Meter. Crosses over here on Long, man-to-man, and we'll see that until Ravenna feels they don't need to use it anymore. They are strong man-to-man on the left elbow. Cutterback from the free throw line, throws it up, no good, and the rebound brought down by Long. Siana brings it into the front court over to Bassnett. Bassnett fakes the three, drives the baseline off the glass. It is up, and it is good. Bassnett with her first bucket, and it's 7-1. Good job handling the basketball so far here by the Lady Jays. They've been very good at getting it where they need to. Attacking the hoop, kicking it out, making the pass pretty crisp here in the first 92 and a half minutes. Here's a give and go for Gibbon, but the ball knocked away by Long. Loose in the paint. They're going to get called for 3 seconds if they don't get a shot away, which they will, and Walker hits it in the corner. Michaela Walker fires that one up after they were trapping Van Meter in the paint. Now Bassnett, a quick three in transition, and buries it from the top of the key. Back-to-back buckets for Bassnett, and it's 10-3 in favor of Ravenna. And we have only played 3 minutes. We've seen a lot of games where 10 points is pretty good midway through the second quarter. We're not even midway through the first. Van Meter rolls it right side, finally loses her defender, now takes the 17-footer. Little strong, long rebound, comes out to Johnson. Johnson outlet pass on the left wing, Bassnett, fancy bounce pass underneath, and the layup is good, and Long is fouled to go along with it. What a pass from Bassnett, dribbling down the floor, one-hand bounce pass off the dribble, right on the money, in traffic to Long, and our first time out of the ball game will be called here by the Gibbon Lady Buffs. 4:43 to go in the first quarter of play. It is Ravenna 12 and Gibbon 3. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks back with you here at Ravenna, where they've done a little refurbishing to the gymnasium here. Give it a fresh coat of paint, put some new pads in, and, of course, the lighting system was refurbished here a few seasons ago. As we're back, the long free throw is too strong. She follows the shot, got her own rebound, but trying to fire it underneath, Walker will pick it off, and that's our game's first turnover. Across the timeline with it for Gibbon will be Abigail Trevino, who came in during the timeout. Trevino trying to make a pass, tipped away Bassnett, right back to Abigail. Gibbon having trouble getting it across the timeline. And finally they do. It'll be Walker to the top of the circle. There's a nice back cut, but the pass just off the fingertips of Harley Brown, and Gibbon will turn it over for the first time. 12-3, Ravenna with the lead. And we're midway through the first quarter here on Classic Hits. Top of the circle with it is Bassnett. Bassnett looks back door. Johnson is open against the zone and scores. So that's what we were talking about earlier. Right now, Ravenna is being patient. They are finding the seams. They're working well away from the basketball. And as Gibbon dribbles it up the floor, they dribble it off their leg and out of bounds. And another timeout, it looks like, is going to be taken here by Gibbon. So two quick timeouts taken by Coach Jim Rayburn with 3:58 to go here in the first quarter of play. This will be a full-length timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now is the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. 14-3, Ravenna. We'll be right back.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits. We are midway through the first quarter, 3:55, as Ravenna throws the ball in, and they have jumped out to a 14-3 lead. And as they try to get it inside, Walker makes her second steal. Ravenna with just their second turnover. Into the front court, the Buffaloes trying to stay away from the man-to-man pressure. So far, that really hasn't been the problem as they try to double-team Van Meter. She'll go to the top of the circle with Cutterback. Cutterback faces the hoop, gives it back over to Van Meter on the left wing. A couple of dribbles, now trying to work her way back out top, spread the floor a little bit. Picks her dribble up, goes up top to Cutterback, shuffles it over to Trevina. Trevino, Abigail gives it off to Walker on the right wing, dribbles into the right-hand corner, can't get a shot away. Going to need some help here. Wrapping it around to Brown. Brown attacks the hoop, but it hit the rim on a way up. And the rebound brought down by Kuchera. Ravenna runs into the front court. Johnson. Johnson pulls up in the paint from 10. Tad Strong, rebound brought down by Harley Brown. Difference in the ball game, not only Ravenna making more buckets, but just executing a little bit better. Gibbons getting the right job. They're moving good. They're handling the pressure actually exceptionally well, but the three or four times that they've got it in close, they haven't been able to convert. Ball goes out of bounds, and we're going to have some substitutions in. Gibbon brings in Cheyenne Jordan, 5'8 junior, and here's Sarah Techmeyer, 5'9 senior, for Ravenna. Gibbon trying to set up a three in the corner on the inbounds, and fighting through the pick was Techmeyer. Pretty physical there between Techmeyer and Jordan. They had just checked in, so they were ready to scrap it up. And to throw it in, Gibbon right in front of the Ravenna bench. And the ball knocked away by Long. Don't forget, Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic currently playing on the breeze, 94.5. Our doubleheaders tonight. Gibbon basketball. They'll await and throw it into Van Meter. Van Meter gets by the defender, comes to the free throw line, takes another dribble, 10-footer, too strong. Rebound brought down by Long. Down the floor it goes to Rip. Left-hand corner, Johnson drives around the defender, squares up, missed the shot that time, saves the ball off of her own rebound, and a second-chance opportunity to Bassnett, who's wide open for three and nothing but net. Acting as if it was nothing more than a layup, Bassnett hits her second three. She's got eight in the first quarter. And it is 17-3. Ravenna playing nearly perfect here so far in the first 6 minutes. Van Meter, double dribble. In fact, she knew it before the official did. She looked at the official, and then he blew the whistle. He went, oh, yeah, because she knew it. And that'll be the third turnover for Gibbon. For the Jays, this is their final game before the holiday tournament. We will have that for you here on Classic Hits. Ravenna, Overton, Centura, and Spalding. Spalding Academy replaces Loup City this year. For Gibbon, they will be back in action Saturday when they host Adams Central. Right now, Ravenna with the basketball, trying to finish strong here. Not as many games before the Christmas break for the Jays as they used to have. Johnson starts to drive, kicks it back out to midcourt. Ball's loose, would have been an over and back, trying to save it as Hannah Megrill. She actually does to Bassnett, who kicks it out on the left wing to Johnson. Does a good job of driving around the double team and is fouled in the paint. Two shots coming up for Amy Johnson. The foul will be called on Naomi Trevino. Trevino with her first, team's fourth. And at the line, Amy Johnson to shoot a pair of free throws. The first one is up, and it is good. 3 points for Johnson, 18-3. Second free throw now. Johnson puts this one up and in. 19-3, Ravenna. Cruising here already in the first quarter, playing hard. That's why they're up by so much, as driving in for Gibbon will be Jordan. Jordan with the left-hand dribble, right-hand shot will draw the foul. And Cheyenne will go to the line, and she'll shoot two. Michaela Walker has the only 3 points right now for Gibbon. The foul called on Sarah Techmeyer, her first and the second of the quarter on Ravenna. Cheyenne Jordan's free throw is good. That breaks a long scoreless drought for Gibbon. Second free throw coming up. And Jordan puts that high archer up, and that time it won't go. Rebound brought down by Techmeyer, who committed the foul. Up ahead to Bassnett. Unguarded, so she pulls up, shoots the three, and has three in a row. Bassnett, 3 for 3 from downtown, 11 in the first quarter. And even when Gibbon gets a point, Ravenna has answered back immediately each time. Across the timeline with it will be Brown. Gives it off to Jordan. She pressures her way to the hoop, and Techmeyer can't keep her out of there one-on-one. She's going to be called for her second foul. It's before the shot, so Gibbon will take it out underneath their own hoop. In for Ravenna, Anna Ripp and Eva Ochtenberg. And Van Meter is back on the floor here for Gibbon after a short breather. Both Trevinos are in there along with Jordan and Brown. Brown to throw it in. The pass deflected. They'll have to do it again. 107 to go here in the first quarter. 22-4 in favor of the Lady Jays. Gibbon from the corner. Lobs it into Jordan. Off the low block. Finds the square and scores. Cheyenne Jordan with three straight here for Gibbon. Off a nice inbounds play with a minute to go here in the quarter. 22-6 Ravenna. They'll work the ball around the perimeter. Megrill with it. Gives it off to Rip. Rip drives right baseline. Tries to dump it inside. Fight for the ball. It's won by Ravenna. And laying it up is Rebecca Nasiska. And she'll score. One thing has not changed about Ravenna. They always find a way to play a lot of kids. They've got a couple out with injury, including senior Haley Lockhorn, who tore her ACL in the Jamboree game, or what's known as the preseason contest. As Gibbon drops the ball in the backcourt, it's over and back. But they suit 14 or 15 every game, play quite a few of them in a solid rotation. So far, it looks like about 9 or 10 tonight. 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Ravenna off a couple of picks, drops it to the left-hand corner to Sarah Rip. Rip back up top to Megrill. Megrill swings it to the right side to Ochtenberg against the 2-3 zone. Here's a right-handed corner three that is up and in by Sarah Rip. Four straight threes that have been nailed in the quarter by Ravenna. They put up 27 points, and the ball is loose. Picked up by Gibbon. They try to take a three. Will they call that a shot? Yes, they will. As she went up in the air, Harley Brown got fouled, so she started to pass it. Well, now maybe they're changing their mind. He signaled three shots, and now they change their mind. So it will be Gibbon ball underneath the hoop. Foul was on Anna Ripp. 3 seconds to go. A three-pointer off the inbound is on the way. No good by Naomi Trevino. And we are at the end of the first quarter of play. Dominated offensively by Ravenna, as we said, did about everything right. The Lady Jays 27 and Gibbon 6. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ravenna High School as we get ready for the second quarter of action. It will be given basketball, trying to get some offense rolling here. Again, Ravenna seemed to hit everything they put up there in quarter number one. Thus, they're out to the 27-6 lead. Buffaloes with it on the right wing. Trevino has it. Naomi trying to get to the baseline, cut off by Bassinet, throws it out on the wing to Cutterback. Cutterback has it knocked out of her hands. Glad to have you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth for tonight's Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. This girls' game going as many figured early on here, but I don't think we figured how hot Ravenna would be as the three-pointer by Trevino is up, no good. Backside rebound to Harley Brown. That's her third. Gives it off to Cutterback. 15-footer, no good. Long grabs her fifth rebound here for Ravenna. In the first quarter, Ravenna had two turnovers. Gibbon had four. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 for Gibbon, 3 of 4 for Ravenna. Down low, Kuchera dribbles into the double team, and as she takes it up, they'll call the foul. 11 points in that first quarter for Kaylin Bassinet, including 3 threes as a team. Ravenna was 4 of 6, and Gibbon was 0 of 1. As Gibbon commits their fifth foul of the half, and the second on Harley Brown. Kuchera, 2 points so far. We'll have her first free throw of the evening. And it dances around, no good. For Gibbon, it is Jordan and Walker with 3 points apiece, and that is their total after one quarter. 7 different players have already scored for Ravenna as Sidney Kuchera hits the second of the 2 free throws for our first point of quarter number 2. 28-6 Ravenna, 7:10 to go here in the first half. On the high post with it is Cutterback. Cutterback turns, gets tied up. They're on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Ravenna. So Gibbon will give it up here for the fifth time. Plenty of basketball between now and Christmas and, of course, the holiday tournaments. We will be here at Ravenna and at Kearney Catholic for their two, and those are on Monday the 30th and Tuesday the 31st. Ravenna up top. Bassinet thought about the three against the 2-3 zone. Goes against it to Long into the corner. They go to Johnson. Back up top to Bassinet. Trevino pressures the ball. Swings it over to the left side to Rip. Anna into the corner. Good pass out top to Bassinet. Bassinet stutter dribble. Off right side. Puts the short runner up. It bounces off the rim twice. No good. And an over the back foul called on the chase. Looks like this one will be on Johnson. And for Amy, that'll be her first and the fifth foul on Ravenna, even at 5 apiece. Gibbon will face a little full court pressure, but it's not a zone trap like we have seen in the past. It's man-man. Over on the right side with it. They'll get it into the hands of Walker. Walker into the corner to Trevino. Back out on the wing, they'll go to Cutterback, or Brown. Brown lobs it to Cutterback on a high post. Left-handed dribble, stops in the paint, and hits the 6-footer. She thought about passing it off, but then the defender backed off, and she shot it and scored for her first bucket. A 3 at the other end. Rip a little strong that time. Rebound comes out to Brown. She's got 4 of her team's 5 boards. Tries to make the long outlet pass, and there's nobody there. So out of bounds it goes, and Gibbon will turn it over. 28-8. Ravenna with the lead. 6 minutes to go here in the first half of play. At halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stats, preview the boys' game, given Coach Paul Reinertsen set to join us. Amy Johnson drives the baseline. Kucheris camping out in the paint. They get it to her. She misses it. Got her own rebound. Collision underneath. The shot is no good. And the second time a foul and hitting the floor hard was cutback for Gibbon. There was quite the battle in there. Sydney Kuchera missed it, got it back, and then trying to stay out of the way was cutback, and she hit the floor a little awkwardly, and she's up. She'll be okay. But a foul on Harley Brown will be her third. And they're going to give Kuchera free throws here. Sydney, one of two, has the only point so far in the quarter for Ravenna. So not as hot here in the second quarter as they were to start the first quarter. They'd already put up 10 points in the first 2.5 minutes of the first quarter as Kuchera's free throw is no good. Second one coming up. 28-8 Ravenna. Going for point number 29. Here is Kuchera. And it is on the way, and that's good. So Sydney gets one of two, and that makes it 29-8. Pressure's on, kind of a lazy inbound, and Johnson knocks it away out of bounds. In for Gibbon is Rachel Danielson, a 5'5 sophomore. So Walker, Danielson, Van Meter, along with Jordan and Trevino, that's Naomi, on the floor this time. Ball comes into Van Meter, working against the man-to-man pressure here. Long into the front court to Trevino. High post to Jordan. Jordan stops, and we're going to get a walk. Travel called here on Gibbon. Gibbon wanted a foul because, as Coach Jim Rayburn said, you could hear it all the way over here. And they kind of happened simultaneously. It was one of those where they probably could have called the travel, didn't. And then the foul occurred during the second travel. As both teams exchange turnovers here, Gibbon stole it. Ravenna got it back, goes to the other end. Johnson lays it up for her sixth point. 31-8, 23-point lead here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Into the front court with it will be Walker. Nice handoff there to Van Meter. Off the screen, pulls up from 12, a little strong. Ball bounced around to the paint, and the loose ball picked up there by Bassnett. Bassnett will bring the ball up the floor. Right down the middle, stops at the top of the key. Open three-pointer, and it's good. Four threes tonight, and they always seem to go down a little easier when you've got the big lead, and that's what's happening right here. 14 for Bassnett on her fourth three here in the first half. And it is all Ravenna. Right now, Jordan kicks it out top. Danielson's jumper is blocked by Johnson. Johnson comes up with a loose ball and gives it off to Long into the front court. And a rip. Rip one dribble in the right-hand corner. Wrap around Kuchera. Cut off there by Jordan. Up top, Bassnett for another three. That was a little strong that time. Ball tipped out, and the rebound to Gibbon. Trevino will grab it. First, second one for Naomi. Trevino and Brown are the only two players with a rebound so far for Gibbon, but Ravenna's missed so few shots, it's not really a hard stat to believe. As Walker, quick three off the rim, front of the iron, no. And the rebound brought down by Long. Her sixth already. Waits for the traffic to clear, brings it up into the front court. Left wing, gives it to Bassnett. Tries to go back corner, and it's over the head. Tough pass, and Anna Rip at 5'7", needed to be about 6'2", to grab that one down. And Ravenna turns it over for only the fourth time here in the first half. 3:44 to go. And it's 34-8 in favor of Ravenna. Gibbon brings it up with some token man-to-man pressure. Walker stops across the timeline, gets it over to Trevino. Naomi right in front of the Ravenna bench. We'll take a couple of dribbles, fire up a three-pointer. The ball is going to be out of bounds. No one could grab it. At the end of the first quarter of play, it is Minden 36, Grand Island Central Catholic 4. That game is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, so kind of a couple of games tonight where the boys are supposed to be the more competitive than the girls, and that's kind of what's happening right here. We do have a timeout on the floor brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 3:26 to go in the first half. Ravenna 34 and Gibbon 8. We'll be right back.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays, on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Check out what Long John Silver's did now.
Enjoy family-size savings with our $10 Chicken Family Pack. 8 pieces of our golden tender white meat chicken with 8 hush puppies and your choice of family-size side. Just $10 for a limited time.
Long John Silver's has done it again.
Now at Long John Silver's, you can choose any two.
Any two meals for just 10 bucks.
Battered
or baked.
Your turn to buy.
Right now, catch any two of 9 amazing meals for just $10.
2 meals.
10 bucks.
Our
Long John Silver's.
And welcome back. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes. 4210 2nd Avenue. Here you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Off the given timeout, it is Ravenna basketball. 34-8, 3:05 to go here in the second quarter. Right elbow Bassnett starts to drive, got bumped off track, throws it out on the left wing. Ochtenberg takes the 10-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Jordan. Kippen will push it up on the right side. Van Meter crosses over to the left and now backs it out between the circles. High post, Jordan spins, looks for a cutter. Nothing there, so Cheyenne takes one dribble and nails the tough turnaround jumper over Kuchera. Nice shot by Cheyenne Jordan. She's got 5. And they're into double digits on the Buffalo side. At the other end, quick shot by Long from 11, and it's good. And it's not like Gibbon is playing horrible defense, folks. They've got a hand in the face most of the time, but Ravenna's just a little bit quicker, and they recognize where the open spot is on the floor. Jordan again on the high post, tries to get it to Trevino, and it's behind her. The ball is turned over. Simple offense here for Gibbon, but sometimes they have not been able to make the connection as Bassnett picks up the loose ball, heads all the way to the other end. Nobody stops her, and she'll lay it up and score. So it's 38-10. Ravenna brings Anna Ripp and Sarah Techmeyer back in. Sarah Ripp's out there along with Ochtenberg. And it looks like Long's going to stay out there for Gibbon. It is Jordan, Walker, Van Meter, Danielson, and Naomi Trevino. 2:04 to go here in the first half of play. Van Meter with it on the right elbow. She'll pull up, take the shot, and trying to sneak around and block it from behind will be Long, and that'll be a foul, the second on Sienna. 2 free throws coming up here for Emma Van Meter, looking for her first points of the ball game. Again, a reminder at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats, get you ready for the boys' game. Couple of minutes with Paul Reinertsen, head basketball coach at Gibbon, as the free throw is too strong for Van Meter. Back in will be cutback for Gibbon. And for Ravenna, Hannah Meagrel. Now the second free throw coming up for Van Meter, and it's off the front of the iron and trickles over. So Van Meter with her first point of the ball game, 38-11 Ravenna, 1:55 to go here before halftime. Ripp into the front court, over to Ochtenberg, back to Ripp. High post, they look, instead they'll swing it over to the left wing. Meagrel down to the corner to Sarah Ripp. Back to Meagrel and up top to Anna. Anna and Sarah, both Ripps out there. Good aggressive defense given. Moving the ball around quickly though, the Blue Jays looking for an opening. Swing it to the right side, Ochtenberg. Back up top, thinking about it, didn't take the three. Now back to Ochtenberg, drives the baseline right side. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Cutterback. And here comes Gibbon with a minute 20 now remaining in the first half, 38-11 Ravenna. Van Meter into the front court. A little contact, push off, back out to Danielson. Top of the circle, it's Abigail Trevino. Over to Cutterback. Back up top, Trevino. Swings it to Danielson. Rachel starts to drive in. Ravenna reaches and grabs the arm. Personal foul called on the Blue Jays. Sarah Techmeyer, that's her third, or second. It's her third. So she's got to come out. And a 1-1 coming up for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And at the line will be Rachel Danielson. Danielson, front end of the 1-1. It's on the way. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Johnson, her third. Long outlet pass into the front court. Rip tries to fire it through the paint. Getting back, Jordan hustles for Gibbon, deflects it out of bounds. That'll make Ravenna take it out underneath their own hoop. Under a minute to go here, second quarter. And to throw it in will be Rip. Dumps it into the corner. Now right back to Rip. No shot, so she'll start to drive on Walker. Off balance, one-hander, no good. Got her own rebound, put it up and hit the bottom of the rim. And then cut it back, pulls down the loose ball for Gibbon. 40 seconds to go, up the floor to Jordan. Hands it over to Michaela Walker, dribbles right wing into the corner. Cannot get around Anna Rip. Brings it out, now tries to go back. Careful 5 seconds. Now Rip falls down, and Walker comes out for a three, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Johnson, and then a double dribble as Ravenna tries to get the ball up the floor. Just their fifth turnover. 22 seconds remaining, and Van Meter will come back at a ball game here for what will probably be Gibbon's last possession of the first half. Cut it back to throw it in, tries to lob it down low. Jordan caught it, shot it, and scores, plus a foul to go along with it. So the senior Cheyenne Jordan has done fairly well in the paint so far, and that is her seventh point. Chance to make it eight here from the free throw line. And in for Ravenna, Delaney Barrett for the final 20 seconds to make sure Techmeyer doesn't get another foul. This foul was on Amy Johnson, her second. And the free throw to complete the three-point play by Cheyenne Jordan is good. So Jordan, 5 points in the quarter, eight in the game. It's still 38-14, Ravenna. And Ravenna's got the chance for the last shot, 13 seconds. Megrel back up top to Rip. Anna holds the ball back over on the left wing to Megrel. Down to 6 seconds. Trying to get it to Rip. It falls into Johnson's hands. They're going to have to force a shot, and Stibben will take the ball and knock it away, and time will expire. And that is the end of the first half of play here in Ravenna. Ravenna came out red hot in the first quarter and scored 27 points, came back down to earth in the second quarter with 11, and Gibbon played a little bit more competitive basketball in quarter number two as far as taking care of the points. So we are at the half, 38-14, Ravenna leading Gibbon. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stay with us on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Ravenna.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back to high school basketball here at Ravenna, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of the girls' game, 38-14 in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays as they lead it here over the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes, and we'll take a look at all the stats coming up in just a little bit. But up next, the game that I know everybody has been waiting to see, Gibbon coming off their first state tournament appearance since 81 last year, and with a majority of that team back, they're off to a nice start here, and they'll be taking on the Ravenna Blue Jays tonight, and we are pleased to be joined by Coach Paul Reinertsen. Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas to you too, Doug.
This ball club, neither one of these teams has played a ton of games so far. Are you comfortable with where you're at through the first three ball games?
Well, we've played two.
Two ball games.
We're comfortable. I like our schedule that way. I don't really want to play a lot of games early. I'd rather have practice time. And so it's worked out for us. We like it. I think other teams maybe prefer to play a lot of games. But I like just playing a few early. So far through two games, we've done some good things. We're by no means a finished product, but so far I think we're headed in the right direction.
Obviously, for the folks that don't know, Riley suffered a little bit of a back problem in the last game. Everybody wants to know how he's doing.
Well, we ran him through a light workout yesterday. He was able to do a few things. We're definitely concerned. Obviously, he's a kind of huge part of our team. It was unfortunate. Didn't think it was much. At the time, we didn't think it was going to be anything lingering. We knew we got hit pretty hard, went down. But it really has been a nagging type injury. Really had a hard time bending and twisting. And obviously in basketball, you do a lot of those things. So he's going to give it a go. He wants to compete. He wants to be there for his teammates. So we got our fingers crossed that he'll be okay.
Do a lot of those things in golf too. Does he have certain exercises that can help him out?
Yeah, we've seen a couple doctors already, and we think we're doing the right things. But sometimes these injuries need a little bit of time to heal. Unfortunately for us, we've got Ravenna tonight. We've got Adams Central on Saturday. We've got two of the tougher games here that we're going to play, and so we're just going to have to work through it. Everybody has their own things they work through, and overcoming some things, injuries, et cetera, is one thing you have to do. But, I look for our guys to compete hard. We're by no means a one-man team. I've got a lot of guys that have played basketball for a lot of years now, and they gained a lot of confidence from last year. So our guys are going to come ready to compete.
We're talking with Gibbon coach Paul Reinertsen, and that's the one thing that everybody that's watched the program develop here over the last handful of years has come to recognize is that the rest of the kids out there, and you can name a bunch of them, but what's the difference between your team right now than what you had from last year at the end of the season? Because you didn't lose a whole lot as far as numbers go.
Yeah, well, we're probably obviously we had a lot of guys back, and so the familiarity from last year is really good. They retained a lot. We're probably not as good defensively right now through two games. We lost a couple of key players that were really good defensive players for us. And so we've put a couple people maybe in a little bit different spot than what they played last year coming off the bench. And so we're not maybe quite as good defensively, but I think on the other side, we might be a little better offensively right now through two games than what we were maybe as we finished the season. So there's a little bit of trade-off, but our guys are competing hard. They work hard. They're listening, and I think at some point we're going to be, I think solidly defensively, maybe even better than we were last year defensively. But I'm really excited offensively. I think we're going to have a good year at that end of the floor.
Paul, we kind of got Coach Baronic's scouting report after the Kearney Catholic game on Tuesday. Your thoughts on what you see from the Jays?
Well, they look like the typical Urbana team. They're going to get up and down the floor. They're going to press you a little bit, and they're going to shoot a lot of threes, and they're going to try to backdoor you. This group here played a lot last year. He's got, they're still kind of juniors, but these guys have got a lot of experience coming back from last year. And they're going to compete hard. Those guys are fundamentally good ball players. They don't really beat themselves. And that's kind of a trademark Coach Bronick's teams. And so it's really a compliment to him and his program.
Well, the stands will probably be pretty full. Even if they had some Christmas shopping to do, you'll probably skip that tonight. I guess the final question, Paul, is if Riley can't put the minutes in that he's normally going to put in, where do you turn and how does that change your strategy?
Well, I think we got some other guys offensively. We'll do a couple things differently when he's not on the floor. We'll probably be a little bit more patient. We'll probably run our passing game a little bit more than we would if he was on the floor. Usually we try to isolate him a little bit, run him off some screens. If he's not in there, obviously we probably won't do that as much. We still got a couple other guys that can really shoot the ball, though, so we'll try to probably set those guys up maybe a little more than we normally would.
All right, Paul, we'll talk with you afterwards. Looking forward to a great game.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
Coach. Paul Reinertsen joining us here at halftime, the head basketball coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes. They're 2-0, 3-0 for Ravenna, and they'll play coming up at about 7:45. Right now it is 38-14 girls game. Ravenna with the lead, and we'll be back with the first half stats after this timeout.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to high school basketball here at Ravenna. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report statistics. Let's take a look at what Gibbon has done. Hannah Cutterback has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Harley Brown, 4 rebounds. Emma Van Meter, 1 point. Naomi Trevino, 2 rebounds. Leading scorer, Cheyenne Jordan with 8 points, 1 rebound. And Michaela Walker has 3 points. 3 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. And 6 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. At the half, Gibbon, 14 points, 9 rebounds. 4 out of 8 at the free throw line. 0 of 5 from 3-point land. Just 9 turnovers for Gibbon. Foul situation, Harley Brown does have 3. For Ravenna, Kaylin Bassnett has hit 4 3-pointers. She leads all scorers with 16 points. She's got 2 rebounds. Sienna Long has 2 points and a game-high 6 rebounds. Sarah Techmeyer, a rebound. Sarah Ripp, 3 points. Amy Johnson, 6 points, 4 rebounds, and a blocked shot. Anna Ripp, 3 points, 1 rebound. Sydney Kuchera, 4 points, 5 rebounds. And Rebecca Naziska has 2 points. 27 points in the first quarter, knocked it down to 11 in the second. And at the half, Ravenna has 38 points. They have 19 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 5 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 5 turnovers. 3-1 Ravenna leads 1-2 Gibbon at the half, 38-14. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School Basketball. Glad to have you along with us. As the second half begins, it'll be Gibbon on the offensive side, trailing 38-14 as Ravenna gets their man-to-man defense going again with their original 5 starters. A long 3, Michaela Walker casts it up there. It's no good. And the long rebound, Bassnett had to run it down. She did. Open at the other end. Kuchera, the outlet pass on the money. And the layup is good for Sydney Kuchera, who now has 6. 40-14, a 26-point lead here for the Lady Jays. Gibbon brings it across the timeline with Van Meter. Tries to force it to the high post to Jordan, who gets the start here in the second half, but it's turned over. 2-on-1. Bassnett gives it to Long. Sienna dropped it, then picked it up and scored and got the foul. She would not have been fouled had she not dropped the basketball, and that's kind of a bad break there for the Buffaloes because it sure wasn't much of a foul. And at the line will be Sienna Long to try and complete the 3-point play. Foul was called on Emma Van Meter. That is her second. Long puts the free throw up, no good, and the rebound comes down. Michaela Walker had it. Johnson stole it and took it in for the bucket. Walker getting her first rebound of the contest, and Johnson didn't let her keep it very long. And now a timeout will be called here by Gibbon, and that leaves the Buffaloes with just 1 remaining. So seeing what they wanted to do and what they are doing out of the halftime locker room, a couple of different things here for Coach Jim Rayburn. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney, Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. It's 44-14 in favor of Ravenna. We'll be right back.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Want to say a big thank you, as always, to Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the fine folks here at Ravenna for their hospitality, and to our sponsors as well. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us here at Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Trevino with a basketball here for Gibbon as they try to find a way to get something going offensively, but Ravenna has put an outlet there to try and pick things up for the defense. Amy Johnson knocked the basketball away. And out of bounds it went, so it'll stay with Gibbon. And Gibbon will throw it in from midcourt, tried to get it to Cutterback. Johnson overplays the ball and knocks it out. So we'll try it again. Van Meter to throw it in, this time from the front court. And throws it out to midcourt to Michaela Walker. Gives it to Van Meter. Out at the center circle, better be careful, very close to stepping on the midcourt line. Now they get it to Cutterback, who has some room. And oh boy, a blocking foul called on Ravenna. Sydney Kuchera. And Cutterback kind of put her arm up there because she knew the collision was coming. And it looked rough. And they called the foul on Kuchera. And as you could hear, the Ravenna fans did not approve. And Gibbon will throw it in. Try to get it to Cutterback. It goes off the leg of Johnson and out of bounds. They'll try again. So I think Coach Noah Malsby just wanted to get the attention of his team to come out and play strong to start the second half with a big lead, and so far they've done it. Trevino to throw it in. Lobs it out towards midcourt to Van Meter. Van Meter will track it down. Long on her, 35 feet away from the hoop. Dribbles off the screen, kicks it back out to Michaela Walker. The ball knocked away by Rip. Rip heads to the other end. The running layup is too strong. Offensive rebound, Kuchera put it back up and in. 8 points now for Sydney, and it's 46-14. Boys game will follow. Should be a real good one here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna Gibbon, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Van Meter trying to dribble through the entire Ravenna team because that's the only way that they can get the ball towards the goal right now. And finally, she slapped on the arm. Coming in now for Gibbon will be Harley Brown. Trevino will get a breather. Amy Johnson called for her third personal foul here for the Lady Jays. It was 27-6 after one, 38-14 at half, and now it's 46-14, an 8-0 run to start the quarter by the Blue Jays. Inbounds pass to Jordan on the low block, defended well by Kuchera as her shot comes up well short, and Long will grab her seventh rebound. Into the front court to Johnson, back out to Long for the three, and it is good. If Ravenna could shoot the three ball anywhere close to this good all season long, they would be an extremely dangerous team. They are 6 of 10. Beyond the arc, as Bassnett deflects the ball, but it goes into the hands of Van Meter. And right now, Gibbon just can't get inside the arc, and a reach-in foul going to be called here, or a timeout. I think Gibbon just called their final timeout. And they have, with 5:48 remaining in the third quarter, 49-14 in favor of Ravenna. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Kearney will be right back.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
With Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Out of the timeout, backdoor setup. They'll lob it from half court. Cutterback has it, but missed the layup and hit the iron, and the rebound brought down by Johnson. At the other end, Rip, quick corner jumper from 13, and it rattles in. And a Rip with five. And everybody into the act right now for Ravenna. And now the ball stolen away again by the Blue Jays, and Amy Johnson heads up the floor. She's going to be fouled. Looks like Van Meter will pick that one up. That'll be the third on Emma. And Ravenna is a three-pointer away from getting us to that new rule. And once you get up by 40, it doesn't matter if it gets under 40. The clock will run, and if you're headed for the boys' game, don't dilly-dally around because this thing could be over in about 17, 8 minutes. Can Gibbon keep that from happening? Underneath, there's a short jumper. Kuchera rattled in and out, got it back up and in, and now it's 39. Sydney Kuchera, 6 of the quarter, 10 of the game. She's got 7 rebounds, and the lead is 39, and if she makes this free throw, the clock continues to run the rest of the half, and that means the boys' game would start earlier than scheduled, at least we would think, as the free throw is on the way and good. Cheyenne Jordan committed the foul, but Kuchera made the free throw, and it's now 54-14. And the ball stolen away as they try to get it to Jordan. Ravenna has figured out what Gibbon wanted to do, and they are everywhere. At the other end, driving in, Johnson, contested shot, no good. Harley Brown with the defense. Brown looks like she got the rebound. And a foul going to be called here as Harley Brown gets her 5th rebound. And checking out of the ball game, got a couple of subs, and foul called on Ravenna's Sydney Kuchera, her 2nd. 54-14, driving in will be Van Meter. Stops, cut off there by Long. Throws it back over the top to Brown. Good catch, comes in the paint, puts up the 9-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Bassnett, her 4th. Bassnett takes a little time bringing it up. Johnson got open backside, and Bassnett finds her for the layup. Assist to Kaylin, and Johnson lays it up. These two have shown a pretty good combination between them here tonight, working well together, the seniors Johnson and Bassnett. At the other end, Brown gets off the pick, goes in for the left-handed layup, and scores the first points here the second half at the 4:05 mark for Gibbon. 56-16 at the other end. Johnson, she'll drive left baseline, answer right back, 6 in the quarter, 12 in the game, and this third quarter starting to look a lot like the first quarter did for Ravenna offensively. 58-16, Brown in the front court here with it for the Buffaloes. Tries to get it to Cutterback. Hannah has to run it down to the baseline. She's triple teamed. They let a couple of fouls go. Kick it out for a 18-footer by Brown, no good. Rebound was brought down underneath. I believe that was Nasika got it. And into the front court they'll come. Ravenna up top. Wide open three, so Long will take it. It rattles in and out and does not go. Rebound brought down by Harley Brown. That is her 6th. Well, even that three-pointer wanted to go in but didn't. They had a blocking foul called on Meagrel. That'll be the first on Hannah. And checking in for Gibbon will be Faith Tracy, sophomore. And checking in for Ravenna will be Techmeyer. Both rips are out there along with Nosika and Hannah Meagrel. Also in now for Gibbon is Maddie Hyde, another sophomore. As the clock continues to run, 2:40 to go. Inbounds pass comes to Van Meter. Van Meter picks her dribble up, gets it to Brown out of the left wing. Harley comes to the high post. Bounce pass over on the wing to Tracy. Off the glass and in from 12. And Faith Tracy, first shot, first bucket. 58-18 Ravenna. They hustle up the floor with most of the second team in right now. Here's a three-pointer by Rip. That one just misses for Sarah. Rebound kicks out to Meagrel. Back to the free throw line, and a rip shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Nosika, back up and in. 60-18, Ravenna. They have already put up 22 points here in the third quarter. We still got 2 minutes. Here's a three by Trevino from the left-hand corner, deep, and it's strong. Rebound brought down Nosika off Naomi's miss, but trying to run the floor. The ball goes out of bounds and back over to Gibbon. That's the first turnover of the half for Ravenna, and Michaela Walker will re-enter the game here for Gibbon. And Gibbon has Adams Central on Saturday. This is it for Ravenna until the holiday tournament. They play Centura in the opening game, and then either Overton or Spalding Academy. On the right elbow, Gibbon has the ball into the hands of Hyde. Hyde tries to kick it out on the wing. It's going to be taken away by Anna Ripp. Turnover number 6 of the quarter and 15 of the game on the Buffaloes. Here's Meagrel up top to Ripp. Anna one dribble back to Meagrel. Looks to the right. Guarded tightly there by Trevino. Throws it over to Ripp. Sarah back to Meagrel. This time she'll take the 15-footer, and it's nothing but net. First bucket for Hannah Meagrel. Man, if they are open, they are not missing for the Ravenna Blue Jays. 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ball's going to be kicked out of bounds. It will stay with Gibbon. Cheyenne Jordan will re-enter. Barrett comes in for Ravenna, as does Ochtenberg. And remember, while all these subs are going on, the clock just continues to run because of the new 40-point rule this year. Quick three by Walker off the inbound. Comes up short. Ball is loose. And diving on it, Meagrel, the block. So Gibbon will get to take it out. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 15 seconds to go. Gibbon gets it into Jordan on the right elbow. Back out Brown. Long three, Harley is on the way. Won't go. Rebound comes out to Trevino. 5 seconds to go to Walker. Walker off the pick. Comes to the baseline. There's a collision. The ball goes out of bounds. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. With your score, Ravenna 62 and Gibbon 18. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this timeout on Classic Hit.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back to Ravenna. Ready to get the fourth quarter underway as Ravenna outscored Gibbon 24-4 in that third quarter to really open things up. It's 62-18. And Ravenna will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. A lot of second teamers are in there right now. Meagrel will take the inbounds pass from Emma Ochtenberg. Try to get it over to Ripp. The ball knocked away by Brown. Brown's going to make the steal, and as she comes up the floor, the ball's knocked away. Also in there for Ravenna right now is Masika and Barrett. For Gibbon, it is going to be Walker to take the inbounds pass from Brown. Also, Tracy is in there with Jordan and Naomi Trevino. This will not take long to get through the fourth quarter. 8 minutes because they don't stop the clock. Driving in, Harley Brown at a blocking foul. They don't stop it for fouls. They don't stop it for free throws. The only time they would stop it would be a timeout, and has used all of theirs. The new 40-point rule when it comes to high school basketball. Foul was called on Ravenna's Hannah Meagrel. That is her second. And Van Meter re-enters here for Gibbon. Their ball underneath their own hoop. To the left-hand corner to Jordan, back to Trevino on the left wing. Starts to drive and give it off to Van Meter between the circles. Emma looks for the back cut, but it's well covered. Jordan, they're pushing her away from that high post where she was most first half doing her damage. Bassnett did not score in the third quarter, but still leads all players with 16 here. 12 for Johnson, 11 for Kuchera as the ball is stolen away. Gibbon is led by Cheyenne Jordan with 8 of their 18. On the left wing, Ochtenberg drives, has her shot blocked and taken away by Harley Brown. Baseball pass over Trevino's head, and it goes out of bounds. Trevino crashes into the new padding they've got here at Ravenna. One of the first athletes to check out that new padding. Good hustle there by Trevino, but it is a Gibbon turnover. And Ravenna will bring it in uncontested here as Gibbon settles back into their 2-3 zone. Meagrel across the timeline, gives it to Sarah Ripp on the right side. Checking in for Ravenna is going to be Madison Schmidt. She has the ball back up top. They'll reverse it to the left side. Into the hands of Ochtenberg. Extending that zone is Gibbon. Now Migro gets an open look from the left wing. 13-footer no good. Ball's tapped out long. Collision. Picked up at midcourt. It eventually goes out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Gibbon. It was Trevino, Naomi, that was after it the whole time. Migro bit the dust pretty hard. And it'll be Gibbon to throw the basketball in. Trying to force it down into the paint to Jordan. That inbounds play has worked, but this time Ravenna comes over the top and tips it away. Migro in the front court with it, left wing against the zone. Bounce pass right side to Rip. Rip goes to the baseline for Schmidt. Schmidt back out to Rip. 5 minutes to go in the game. When we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Good pass into the paint, and the shot by Ochtenberg is in. Assist that time for Schmidt. And Emma is able to get her first points of the game, 64-18. Those are our first points of the fourth quarter as well. At the other end, a foul call. Ravenna trying to get the steal, get the ball back. Stay aggressive with everybody that's on the floor. Sarah Rip with the foul. Her first, the team's sixth. And Gibbon will throw it in and walk with the basketball. So Gibbon had a nice second quarter offensively. They've had a couple of mini spurts, but not a whole lot, obviously, with just 18 points on the board. Checking in for Ravenna will be Brooke Cremosta, one of the freshmen on Coach Malsby's roster. Ravenna will be 4-1 and given 1-3 after this game. Ravenna into the corner to Schmidt. Schmidt looking for Barrett. Pass is going to be deflected, and so Jordan picks it up and then knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Ravenna with only 8 turnovers in the game, and now Gibbon going to bring in 5 fresh sets of legs. We've seen a few of these gals before. Faith Tracy's back in. Abigail Trevino's back in. We see Sarah Vannert for the first time, I believe. Also coming in is Rachel Danielson, and Larissa Tomlinson will enter. 3:40 to go. Tomlinson will fire the three. It's off the mark, no good. And coming down off that rim into the hands of Brooke Cremosta. Cremosta into the front court, gives it off to Ochtenberg. Skip pass over the zone to Rip. Rip doesn't take the shot, goes right back to Ochtenberg, who's open, got a 7-footer in the paint and hits it. Back-to-back buckets for Eva. 66-18, Ravenna. They scored 27 in the first quarter and have just continued to build that lead as the evening progresses. Danielson with the ball for Gibbon. Gets it over to Tomlinson. Larissa guarded by Barron all the way out at the three-point line. Looks for the screen, still dribbling, trying to find some help. They double her, so she's going to have to pass the ball off to Danielson. Danielson over on the right side. Ball ends up in the hands of Vannert. Getting pretty handsy out there, and a travel called on Gibbon. They've let him play a little bit here tonight. It'll be interesting to see if our Grand Island officiating crew, you know, referees the same way in the boys' game, which is coming up in about 30 minutes, maybe even a little less time than that. 2:25 to go in our girls' game, 66-18. Ravenna on top, driving baseline, and Ochtenberg again. So Eva says, I can score. That's her third bucket of the quarter for the sophomore. Gibbons still looking to get on the board here in the fourth quarter. And with that running clock, sometimes that makes it even tougher. Vannert with it on the right wing. She gets tied up. The arrow points the way of Gibbon. And checking into the ball game for Ravenna will be Megan Larson. In for Gibbon is going to be Sam Avina, wearing number 42 tonight, if you're with us in the crowd. Sam Avina wearing number 42 for Gibbon and not Rodriguez. They had to make that change in the program. And now an over and back for Gibbon. They threw it in at midcourt, and after some good defense there by Cremosta, Gibbon tapped the center line. Also in for Gibbon. It looks like we got Macy Stahl, a freshman. Back in there is Maddie Hyde. Ravenna basketball driving the baseline with a short jumper is going to be Schmidt, and Madison puts it up and in. First bucket for Madison Schmidt, 70-18 Ravenna. Gibbon up the floor. Trevino takes it all the way. Runner on the baseline is no good. Run comes down to Ochtenberg. Gives it off to Cremosta. Cremosta with a minute to go. Right-hand corner to Schmidt. Schmidt looking inside, finds the open jumper for Rip, and the 10-footer is good. Sarah with her first bucket since the first quarter when she hit a three-pointer, and she's got five. So total domination here in the second half by Ravenna. It was 38-14 at the half, and it is 72-18 as Gibbon has the ball slipped through their hands, picked up by Rip. Up ahead, the shot is going to be no good by Cremosta because she is fouled. And here's where that running clock comes into play. By the time she shoots her free throws, the game's going to be over. The foul was called on Van Aert. And so the first free throw for Brooke Cremosta as the clock is running with 20 seconds is on the way, bouncing around and in. So Brooke will see her name in the Grand Island Independent tomorrow. That's what we always played for when we got in late. Second free throw up, and she got them both. 5 seconds remaining. The clock runs down. Gibbon won't get it in, and that is the end of the ball game. Ravenna putting up 36 points in the second half and holding Gibbon to just 4 with the running clock, and they win it by a score of 74-18. We will be back with the Misco Sports postgame show and all the final numbers right after this timeout.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The girls' final here, very similar to the one that was on the breeze, 94.5 FM, as Minden defeated Grand Island Central Catholic 77-22. I think they got to the running clock a little faster than we did here. Because that was a big-time lead before halftime, so 77-22. But we anticipate both boys' games to be a lot more competitive. Central Catholic Minden on the breeze, 94.5, given Ravenna here on Classic Hits. Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so as they travel the state of Nebraska to keep their athletes and schools equipped for the games they play. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year at Misco Sports. We'll be back and take a look at the final stats of our ball game right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Here's a rundown of the final stats of our girls' basketball game. First off, for Gibbon, Hannah Cutterback, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Harley Brown, 2 points, led the team with 6 rebounds and a block. Emma Van Meter had 1 point. Faith Tracy had 2 points. Naomi Trevino had 4 rebounds. Cheyenne Jordan led the Buffs with 8 points. She had 1 rebound, and Michaela Walker, 3-point rebound. 9 rebounds in the first half, 5 in the second, and again, the numbers will be skewed in the second half because of the running clock. Free throw shooting all in the first half. Gibbon was 4 of 8. 3-point shooting, 0 of 5 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 9 in the first half. and 13 in the second half. Gibbon had 14 points at halftime. They scored four in the second half. The Buffs finished with 18 points, 14 rebounds, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line, 0 of 9 from three-point land, 1 block and 22 turnovers. Gibbon will fall to 1-3 on the season, and they will be at home to play Hastings Adams Central, who's also looking for their first win. Gibbon has one win, and that game is on Saturday. We'll look at the final numbers for Ravenna after this.
Check out what Long John Silver's did now.
Enjoy family size savings with our $10 chicken family pack. 8 pieces of our golden tender white meat chicken with 8 hush puppies and your choice of family size side. Just $10 for a limited time.
Long John Silver's has done it again.
Now at Long John Silver's, you can choose any two.
Any two meals for just 10 bucks.
Battered
or baked.
Your turn to buy.
Right now, catch any two of 9 amazing meals for just $10.
2 meals.
10 bucks.
Our
Long John Silver's.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Well, 11 girls scored tonight in Ravenna's victory. We welcome you back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we take a look at the final numbers now. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, Kaylin Bassnett led the team with all 16 of her points in the first half, including 4 three-pointers. She also had 4 rebounds. Sienna Long had 7 points and 7 rebounds. Also in the game, Sarah Techmeyer, 1 rebound. Sarah Ripp, 5 points. Amy Johnson, 12 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Hannah Meagrel, 2 points and a rebound. Anna Ripp, 5 points and a rebound. Sydney Kuchera, 11 points, 7 rebounds. Emma Ochtenberg, 6 points, 1 rebound. Madison Schmidt, 2 points. Rebecca Nasica, 4 points, 3 rebounds. And Brooke Cremosta, 2 points, 1 rebound. 19 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 8 in the first half, and 3 of 4 in the second half of play. Three-point shooting, 5 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half, and turnovers for Ravenna, 5 in the first half and only 3 in the second half. 38 points at halftime, 36 more in the second half, and Ravenna finishes with 74 points, 31 rebounds, 8 out of 12 at the free throw line, 6 of 12 from three-point land, 1 block and 8 turnovers as the Ravenna Lady Jays improved to 4-1 with a 74-18 win over Gibbon. Ravenna is off until the holiday tournament on Monday, December 30th. They'll play Centura, and Overton will play Spalding, Spalding Academy, and you'll hear it here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take about a 15-minute break and then back with our boys' game as Gibbon and Ravenna get ready to do battle, and you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Keep it here for more Lou Platt basketball coming up in 10 minutes on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.